Nationally, we're told that people who have spent a period of time in jail for having been convicted of offenses reoffend approximately 74% of the time.
But U.S. Attorney William Hochul says a federal reentry court that's been operating in Buffalo has given this region a higher success rate. Through the voluntary program, former convicts can access job and skills training. Carol Murphy is director at Harvest House in Buffalo, where such training is offered.
We're part of a team, a reentry team, that helps folks to get an education so that they can get living wage jobs, to get medical services that they need if they don't have health insurance, so that's medical, dental, vision care.
One of the success stories of the program is Melvin Jones. After serving a term for drug dealing, Jones says he wanted to change his life. He's getting by with two jobs, but he does not want to go back to prison. He says neither do many others who don't know where to turn upon their release.
The inmates coming home need that type of structure. It's what you're supposed to do anyway. Try to find a job, not do crazy things to get you back locked up. And it's a great program.
Not every former convict successfully transitions, but supporters of the federal reentry program say the investment put into training released convicts is a better use of resources than repeat prosecutions and incarceration. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.